Welcome to episode number 78. In this episode, Lynn and I will be discussing the people-pleasing trap. So we'll be going through the energetics behind people-pleasing and how it's linked to wounded masculine energy, and also why it's more common in empaths, healers, and highly sensitive persons, why it's important to release yourself from this detrimental energy, and then also how to heal and balance the energies of empathy. And this is kind of like a personal episode for Lynn and I, because we both have struggled with this in the past, especially because we're both empaths and healers and sensitive people. So those who are sensitive to energy, like empaths, we're more prone to people pleasing. So why is that? Empaths can feel the energy around them of the other person, like standing next to them, for example. When they've been in this energy all their lives, like when they've been absorbing energy from people around them, there's this tendency for lack of boundaries within self. So there's less structure between where their energy starts and where the person standing next to them ends. So if you think of two boundaries kind of melting in together, but normally the empath is sensitive to this and perceives the energy of the person next to them as their own. So it's almost like this melding of energy that the empath is sensing. So it's not, there's no end or beginning to energy. It's just all of their own. And this is why empaths are very, can be really devastated by world events. They could be really heavily impacted by their environment. There's so many different types of empaths. And this is also partly why you often hear of empaths taking on the pain of others close to them or even strangers. So we live in a very energetic universe where if we consciously choose to do so, we can dissolve those physical boundaries of time and space and tap into oneness with the universe. This is essentially what an energy healer does during a healing session, for example. But an empath, for example, if it's like a subconscious thing, if we've been this way all our lives, we subconsciously dissolve the physical boundaries around us. So there's always like, we're always able to tap into the energy of others. We're always able to kind of see if the person we're talking to is telling the truth, for example, or we'll even question like our own intuition. If we have been with a narcissist, for example, someone that like gaslights, I hate those terms, really don't really like using those terms, but psychology terms like gaslights or what's the other one, Lynn, where they kind of make you feel like you're reality is like not, oh, what is the word? It's like you're telling the truth, but they make you feel like you're lying.
Think of it as like delusional.
Yeah. Like they make you kind of like think that your own intuition is delusional, basically. So yeah, the problem with this for empaths is there's this wounded masculine energy due to that lack of container. So there's lack of personal structure of where your energy starts and ends. And because for so long empaths have placed their energy in the other, they subconsciously seek the validation from the other rather than within themselves.
Mm-hmm. So when kids, like we were kids and experienced this, it was a kind of survival mechanism we used in order to receive the approval of our caretakers and peers. We went against our own feelings, thoughts, beliefs in order to not stir the pot, because we wanted to feel that love and we wanted the validation and support. And if we kind of went against like those caretakers and our peers, we would have like that judging feeling that you were talking about earlier, Ali. And so we didn't, that's kind of like the reason why like this survival mechanism kicks in when we were kids. So some of us may have learned to just be agreeable and go with the flow all the time without putting our two cents in, basically. I know when I was a kid, if I disagreed with my dad, my mom, my like daycare teacher, anything, I would be sent to a corner. And obviously like our minds are developing when we're children. So we're like, okay, so if we disagree with somebody, we get punished. So that's why we I was like personally mean myself, but like I learned to agree with people and people please, because that's how I would not get punished. Again, kind of just a personal story there. But in other cases, we may have stifled our creativities and ideas because they weren't received well when we expressed them, and we felt cut off from our core needs, such as like love, support, and validation if we did express ourselves. So being disconnected from ourselves and our bodies like this for so long can lead to many like detrimental energies, and some of them being things like feeling unworthy on your own, a sense of loneliness, a lack of self or sense of true self, feeling confused and unaware of your purpose, attracting narcissists, neediness kind of energy, lack of boundaries, finding a sense of safety in others, and a lack of trust in yourself. So how do we heal this wound? Practice being more in your body than your mind. This allows us to observe we are on our own vessel in our own body. There is a separation between us and the other, and we are having our own spiritual experience. This isn't separating ourselves in a negative way. It's just simply observing that we have boundaries and we have power within our own body, that we're not reliant on anyone else. And we all have an inner child that is worthy regardless of the validation we receive or don't receive from the external world. For example, once we start gifting ourselves the core values that every human needs, which is that love and attention, acceptance, support, belonging, validation, and the freedom that you will truly be unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. And I really loved your personal story, Lynn. I resonate with that really deeply, because that happened to me a lot as a kid, especially the expressing myself, and then especially expressing my emotions. So if you were a sensitive child and you tended to express your emotions a little bit more, and you kind of were punished by that, you could have a lot of repressed emotions, which can manifest as so many different things, especially the things that Lynn was listing, those detrimental energies. But as always, like, life is a delicate balance. So there's going to be times when we need to feel that empathy that we're so familiar with, that oneness and the unity of the universe, because feeling empathy is really feeling like that there's no separation between us and everyone else. So that's that unity energy. And then there's also going to be times when we're a bit too much in that energy or in our own heads to kind of healthily set boundaries and reestablish our sense of self. So that's also acknowledging that we are separate from others, like we are our own spiritual being having our own experience. So knowing ourselves and observing ourselves and where we are in the moment can be helpful. And so it's kind of like the in breath and the out breath. It's the flow and the force. So if you take a moment to breathe slowly into your body right now, you can feel your hands, your feet, and your breath moving through you. Your breath is your power. So that's what grounds you and makes you feel magnetic. And it also helps us set and create those healthy boundaries between self and other. And that's why breath is so important in this, especially with, it's almost like it gives you, when you breathe into your center, it will give you that confidence to kind of be, you know, your own separate entity. And I think a lot of the times empaths, we kind of are a little bit disconnected from our confidence, at least in my experience with empaths and myself. Because we tend to lack a little bit of boundaries with ourselves, we lack confidence, and we find confidence in another person, or we find confidence in something external outside of ourselves. So we look for the validation in different ways, or we even like numb out our emotions because we, you know, we feel like we're going to be punished for feeling them. So there's just so many different layers to this, but one of the layers is people pleasing trap. So we wanted to kind of talk on that today. And So I really like this episode. I hope you guys found some value in the episode, or at least related to one of the concepts here that we talked about and expanded on. But remember, it's a balance of, and it's a practice, really. It's a practice of, you know, finding out your own power and releasing those people pleasing tendencies. I'm still working on it. So it's sometimes it will disappear for other people or for you overnight. Some people have to work on it every day. So I think, yeah, just be gentle with yourself and work on being in your body more rather than your mind. But thanks for listening, guys, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.